This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. As is tradition, President Barack Obama went to Arlington National Cemetery to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Across the country, there were parades and services. But aside from these collective moments of remembrance, the everyday lives and struggles of those who serve or who have served in the military can be forgotten. Chrissy Clark from our Wealth and Poverty Desk joins me. She's here to talk about a hard reality for some military families and veterans. Turns out there are a surprising number of servicemen and women on food stamps. Hi, Chrissy.
Hey, Adrienne.
So you've been looking into some statistics when it comes to current and former members of the military who rely on food stamps. What have you found?
Yeah, so every year the USDA publishes data about where food stamps are being spent, specifically what kinds of stores. And there's a bunch of different categories: grocery stores, big super centers, convenience stores, farmers markets, all those sorts of things are on the list. But also, it might startle folks to know, military commissaries are on the list.
And those are the stores on military bases.
Right. These are the stores that sell groceries just above cost. You can shop at a commissary if you or an immediate family member is on active duty or is a reservist in the military or the National Guard or is a military retiree. And last year, more than $84 million worth of food stamp benefits were spent at military commissaries. And that's just, of course, a fraction of a percent of all the food stamps spent in America each year. But when you think of who is doing this spending, people who served or are currently serving our country and still having trouble making ends meet, that number is pretty sobering.
It is. So we know how much they're spending. Do we actually know how many military personnel and veterans are on food stamps?
Well, the numbers are actually kind of hard to come by. Neither the military nor the USDA, which runs the food stamp program, neither of those agencies keep a tally of the military status of every single person on food stamps. But recently, the USDA estimated that between 2,000 and 22,000 active duty military members.
So they really don't know.
Yeah, that's a big range. And that was for 2012, which is the latest data they have. But that adds up to about 1 to 2% of people in active duty who are on food stamps. And when it comes to veterans, the USDA estimates there are more than 1.5 million vets on food stamps, or about 7% of all veterans.
And remind us, how low does your income have to be to qualify for the food stamp program?
Pretty low, though it depends on how big your household is. A single person has to be making less than about $15,000 a year. For a family of four, the threshold is about $31,000 a year.
And what do you make in the military these days?
If you're a very junior member of the military, your annual base pay is about $18,000 a year.
Wow.
Add in bonuses and housing and food allowances, and it can go up to the high 30,000s. But if you've got a big family, that's not a whole lot of money. You might very well qualify for food stamps, or at least be struggling to get by. I spoke to a woman named Jennifer Dalen, who grew up in a military family herself, and now she runs a set of food pantries near Camp Pendleton, the Marine Corps base north of San Diego. She serves a lot of active duty military families, and here's what she told me.
Often people are really surprised that it's even needed. They're like, they don't need that. That doesn't happen. But it does. When unplanned costs arise, someone needed to get new tires for their car or had an unexpected pregnancy, it's difficult to handle them considering the financial situation that they're in.
And then Dalen told me there's also the fact that in the military, when you're moved around a lot, it can be hard to maintain family and social support networks.
So people who are in different states than their parents, than the kids' grandparents that was providing support for them emotionally, financially, you know, just with coping.
It's interesting, Chrissy, because you've reported a lot about the growth of food stamps among working people because their pay is low. But you think of that mostly as a private sector issue, retail and service jobs, things like that, not a military job paid by the government that we count on.
Right. And on the one hand, you can look at the issue of military personnel on food stamps as kind of an academic issue, because after all, it's all government money. So does it matter if lower paid members of the military are getting some of their money through food stamps or through their paychecks entirely? But there's certainly those who say military wages, especially for the most junior members, haven't kept up with inflation. And for people serving our country, that is concerning.
Thanks, Chrissy.
You're welcome.